From Spark and Anvil and Lyric Forge, this is Groove in Chapter 1 of the Lyric Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Pip's feathers were still dusty from a long afternoon of teaching. His head still ached from the relentless, mechanical ticking of his students' songs. He had come to the meadow looking for quiet, but instead, he found a strange, slow rhythm. Thump, bump, thump. It was a badger's drum, miles away, muffled by the humid evening air that hung over the tall grass. On the edge of the weathered pine bench sat Groove. He was a round, dusty brown toad who looked like a smooth river stone with legs. His heavy eyelids were half closed, casting sleepy shadows over his dark eyes as he sat in the fading golden light. He wasn't moving much, except for his head, which bobbed with a peculiar, lazy grace. Pip watched him closely, noticing that Groove wasn't nodding on the beat like most creatures would. A normal bird or insect would drop their chin every time the distant drum thudded, but Groove did something different. His head dipped just a fraction of a second after the sound, sliding into the silence right behind the thump. It looked incredibly comfortable, like he was leaning back into a soft, invisible cushion. "You're missing the beat," Pip observed, hopping onto the opposite end of the dry wooden bench. "Or at least you're not quite landing on it." Groove didn't startle, but slowly opened one dark, shiny eye while keeping his chin tucked low. "That's the pocket, little sparrow," Groove said, his voice a low, gravelly rumble like stones rolling in a deep well. "My name is Groove. I keep the pocket, which is where the words sit against the beat." He bobbed again to show him, sliding into the rhythm with effortless ease. "Square on it, behind it, pushed in front of it," Groove murmured, his throat swelling slightly. "Same words, different feel. The pocket is where the whole thing rides just right."
Pip tilted his head, his small beak twitching as he tried to understand the distinction. "My friend Step keeps the meter," he said. "How is your pocket different from her steady beat counting?" Groove smiled slowly, his wide mouth stretching across his dusty face in a warm, knowing expression. "Step tells you where the beats are," he explained. "I tell you how to ride them." The toad sat up slightly straighter, clearing his throat with a dry rasp that sounded like rustling leaves. He began to sing a simple line, landing each syllable squarely on the distant badger's drum. "I walk to town." It was stiff and precise, sounding exactly like a wooden toy marching across a hard table. Then Groove closed his eyes and sang the exact same words with a completely different attitude. This time he slid them just behind the drum beat, letting them linger lazily in the warm air. "I walk to town." Suddenly, the simple line had a swing to it, possessing a distinct lean-back cool. It felt as if the words were strolling down a shady lane instead of marching under strict orders. Pip felt a strange sensation in his feathers, a sudden warmth that made him want to sway along. The difference was remarkable. The first version was a chore, but the second felt like a warm evening breeze. "It is the exact same phrase," Pip said, his voice filled with a quiet, sudden amazement. "But the second one has a real groove." "Now you feel it," Groove said, his heavy eyes drifting half shut once more as he nodded. "The pocket is the difference between words that march and words that dance."
Pip realized this was exactly what his songwriting circle was missing to make their music come alive. "I teach the young creatures to write songs," Pip said, leaning closer to the toad. "But their lyrics land so stiffly, with every word stamped right on the beat like a heavy typewriter."
"I think you could teach them to find the pocket, to let the words ride the rhythm." Groove gave a slow, agreeable nod, slightly behind the beat of the distant drum, of course. "I'll come, little sparrow," he said, "but I cannot promise that I will hurry." Hurrying is the absolute opposite of the pocket, and we must take our time. So the next afternoon, Groove joined Pip Circle under the shade of a massive oak tree. A young field mouse named Lily was trying to sing a song she had written about acorns. Her voice was sweet, but she sang with a rigid, mechanical precision that made Pip wince. "Gathering the nuts for the winter cold," she sang, hitting every single beat like a hammer. Groove raised a webbed hand, stopping her gently before she could start the next verse. "You have lovely words, little one," Groove said, his voice rumbled softly in the shade. "But you are fighting the rhythm instead of letting it carry you along. Try it again, but lean the words back, just a touch behind the beat." Lily looked confused, but she took a deep breath and tried to relax her shoulders. The distant drum began again, and this time she let the words drag slightly behind the thump. "Gathering the nuts for the winter cold," she sang, her voice sliding into the spaces. Suddenly, the song relaxed, breathing with a natural warmth that had not been there before. Lily's eyes went wide with surprise as she finished the line, looking up at the toad. "I didn't change the words at all," she whispered. "I just changed where I sang them." "That is the pocket," Groove said, looking pleased as he bobbed his head in approval.
Groove turned to the rest of the circle, who were watching with rapt attention. "Here is the secret," he said, gesturing with a slow sweep of his arm. "There is no single right pocket for every song you write. A sad song might drag behind the beat, expressing a heavy, lingering sorrow. An excited song might push ahead of it, feeling urgent and full of energy. A steady marching song might sit perfectly square, keeping everyone in a neat line. The pocket isn't a strict rule," Groove explained, his eyes half closed. "It is a feeling. You must find the ride that matches the mood, then relax into it completely." He had them all practice singing the same simple phrase in three different ways. They sang it square, then behind, and finally pushed ahead, feeling the emotional shift. By the end of the evening, the meadow was filled with songs that actually breathed. After the students had scattered into the darkening grass, Groove stayed on the bench with Pip. They sat in comfortable silence as the first stars began to blink in the twilight. The distant drum continued its slow, steady thump, and Groove kept nodding his head. For a long time, Groove had harbored a quiet doubt about his own slow nature. He had wondered if being easygoing meant he simply did not care enough about things. The quick, sharp creatures of the meadow always hit every beat dead on with frantic energy. They seemed to be trying so much harder, rushing from task to task without pause. Groove had half believed his own laid-back way was just a form of laziness. But bobbing along in the warm dark, he felt a deep truth settle over him. Sitting in the pocket was not lazy. It required a profound, careful listening. To feel exactly where a word wanted to land took more skill than rushing ahead. The ease was the actual skill, and the cool was something he had earned. Helping a stiff song loosen up and groove was a warm, satisfying joy. It felt like sinking into the most comfortable chair in the entire world. A mellow contentment spread through him, right in the pocket where he belonged. He did not need to hurry, and he did not need to stamp his feet. He only needed to feel where the words wanted to sit and let them ride. And so he nodded, easy and glad, just a hair behind the beat.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Groove. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.